Local shares posted another encouraging performance on Tuesday, with the ASX 200 ending around session highs with a gain of around 0.2%, or about 36 points. The other encouraging part of the equation was that it was able to shrug off the weakness that was a feature on Wall Street. So that's the second day running where we've seen that sort of dynamic. In weeks gone by, we've tended to see the opposite. So it's good news that that perhaps seems to be in the rearview mirror, at least. In broad terms, what drove the market higher today was a return to favour as far as the financials, which have been under a pretty substantial amount of pressure in recent times. So the CBA, NAB and Westpac all stood out with gains of around 1%. Mining stocks in general were weaker, and there was a variety of reasons for that as far as the individual names are concerned. In the iron ore space, even though iron ore prices have tended to improve over the course of recent days, Fortescue Metals and Rio were each down by around 2%. In the case of Fortescue, it was because of a weaker quarterly production report, a trifecta of outcomes that were less than favourable, including higher costs, having shipped less iron ore, and then at the same time, their realised price was lower as well over the course of the last 3 months. Names which have been in focus in the last couple of days because of big price movements: iSelect, which saw its shares halve in value, or more than halve in value yesterday on the back of a downbeat update and the resignation of the CEO. At least they were able to consolidate today. A 6% improvement isn't that much of a consolation in the face of yesterday's decline, but at least it wasn't a continuation of that rout. Kogan is another group that was down almost abnormally yesterday, down 17% following its quarterly update, in which there wasn't any catalyst for that sort of decline. At least it was a little bit weaker today, down by around 2%. As far as company news was concerned today, we saw Blackmore's shares end a little bit weaker. They had net sales which were up by 8.5% in the last 9 months, and they said that they'd paid $43 million for a tablet making manufacturing facility. A softer reading on first quarter inflation has put the Aussie dollar under pressure, which is around 76 US cents.